This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 269 for Tuesday, February 15th. Ice canola futures are lower on Tuesday morning, although there is a small gain in the new crop January contract. The March canola contract drops $9.30 at $1,000.20 per ton. The May contract loses $7.90 at $986.80 per ton. Reports say that Russia is moving some of its troops away from the Ukrainian border. That's creating sharp declines in global crude oil prices and in turn pulling down edible oils. There's a significant drop in the Chicago soy complex along with losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. After starting a little higher, the Canadian dollar is now lower on Tuesday morning. The loonie retreats to 78.32 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 78.51. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 101,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico. A little more than half of the sale is to be delivered during the current marketing year, with the balance in 2022-23. The National Oilseed Processors Association is scheduled to release its January soybean crush report later this morning. The average trade guess is about 186.7 billion bushels of soybeans, with the soy oil stockpile at more than 2 billion pounds. With ongoing dryness in South America, Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor chopped 6 million tons from his call on Brazil's soybean production, now at 124 million. Also, Cordonnier cuts 2 million tons from his projection on Argentina's soybeans, now at 40 million. For corn, Cordonnier is keeping Brazil at 112 million tons, but slices off 1 million for Argentina at 50 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday morning. The March contract slides 22 cents at $15.48 per bushel. March soy oil falls more than 1.1 cents at 64.69 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal gives up $6.50 at $4.41.90 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker this morning. The March contract slides back 15 cents at $6.40.50 per bushel. Chicago oats are also weaker, with the March contract falling 21 cents at $7.24. The U.S. wheat complex is down sharply as well, with Chicago March giving up 22.5 cents at $7.77. Kansas City March tumbles 27.5 cents at $8.01. And Minneapolis March drops 21 cents at $9.45. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, February 15th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.